Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Number 6, LSU hosts Mississippi State Saturday, 2:30, right here on WWL. The Mike Leach era comes to Death Valley. Tyler Horka joining us now, Mississippi State football beat writer for the Clarion Ledger. Tyler, how are you?
I'm great. Looking forward to kicking off this season. I know it's been a long time coming, and everybody down there in Louisiana is excited for it, just like we are up here in Mississippi, I'm sure. So let's get after it, right?
Yeah, speaking of excitement, I was just excited when Mike Leach joined the SEC because, I mean, he'll talk to you about alien abductions, Bigfoot, I mean, all kinds of things. It brings much-needed personality to the SEC.
Yeah, absolutely. I think just yesterday on his teleconference call too, he was talking about his first trip to Death Valley, you know, Baton Rouge, as the offensive coordinator at Kentucky way back in 1998. And apparently he said he had some people throwing things at his bus, and he loved it. He was like, I'm back in the SEC, probably the most passionate football conference in the country. And anytime you add a guy like Mike Leach on top of what the SEC already has to offer, man, we're spoiled, aren't we?
Yeah, for sure. And what's that offense going to look like? I know he's an all-over-the-yard kind of guy, the air raid, Howell Mummy kind of approach, and he's had success. Texas Tech had success up there at Washington State. Is he going to stay with that air raid attack, and how effective do you think it'll be early? I think later on it's going to be really effective, and I think LSU's getting State at the right time.
Yeah, for sure. If you would have asked me, you know, right when he was hired in January, how effective his air raid offense is going to be in the SEC, I would have said, man, I have my reservations. I'm not sure. You know, I would have to see it first. But just the fact that he got graduate transfer KJ Costello, the quarterback from Stanford, to come down to Mississippi and, you know, be a guy who's experienced to lead that offense right away, I think it's a night and day difference. Is it going to be, you know, he was at Texas Tech for upward of 10 years, and I think he was at Washington State for 8. So is it going to be the offense that he had, you know, in year 5, 6, 7 at those places? No, and you're right. This is the very first game that he's tried to put this air raid in at Mississippi State. So I think LSU is getting him at the right time for sure. But like I said, just having KJ Costello being the guy that's flinging it 50 times instead of maybe a Garrett Schrader, who LSU saw last year, obviously was not a polished quarterback as a true freshman. And right now his backup is a true freshman from Brandon, Mississippi, and Will Rogers. Having KJ Costello instead of one of two guys, like one of those two guys, like I said, it's going to mean the world to Mike Leach's offense.
Tyler, the perceived notion is that everywhere Mike Leach is gone, they can play offense, but they don't like to play defense very well. Do you think that's true? And is that fair?
I think it's absolutely fair, and I think part of it is a product of just the overall game flow that Mike Leach's offense kind of dictates. You know, like when you put an offense like that on the field, and it's going to do what it does, like you said, pretty much game in and game out, it kind of forces the other team to do that. And, you know, with the way college football has been in the last 20 years, especially in the last 10, I mean, you guys saw it with LSU last year. If you kind of make a dedication to throwing the ball and being an explosive offensive team, you can do it if you put in the time and effort. So I think a lot of teams around the country are being, Mike Leach isn't the only guy doing this anymore. You know, at Texas Tech, it was like, wow, look at Graham Harrell showing to Michael Crabtree. Look at the Red Raiders putting all these points on the board. But now teams can, you know, do it all over the country, and it's starting to happen in the SEC, like I said. So, yeah, that defense is definitely going to be tested, and it's an inexperienced defense too. There's a lot of guys on the back end who have started no college football games, and I think you're going to see a little bit of that inexperience right out of the gate against LSU.
Tyler, give me some defensive names that maybe LSU fans wouldn't be familiar with that might cause some problems for LSU.
Yeah, I think you're going to look in the middle of the defense. Like I said, on the back end, there's some guys who you probably haven't heard about. And if you hear about them this weekend, it might be for the wrong reasons because, like I said, they're just not very experienced. But in the middle, you have some linebackers like Nathaniel Watson, Aaron Brule, even a couple junior college transfer guys. They both went to Kapaya Lincoln down there in southern Mississippi. Jordan Davis and Tyrus Wheat, they're going to be starting at – I think Wheat is slated to start at Sam linebacker, and Davis is backing him up. And both those guys are big body guys. And just yesterday, defensive coordinator Zach Arnett said, you know, they can get down on the line of scrimmage and go after the quarterback, or they can drop back and kind of cover guys over the middle of the field too. So if you're looking at a couple of guys who, like you said, you may not know now, but in a couple of days, you might know their name, it'd be those two.
Tyler, when you look at the state defense, and Miles Brennan is not necessarily a freshman quarterback. He's had some experience, but he hasn't played a ton. So this is, in essence, the first year as a full-time starter. Do you think State's going to mix it up and play some coverage, give him some looks that he hadn't really seen before, and get exotic?
Yeah, I mean, the Mississippi State's defense is sort of exotic just in its base nature. They run a 3-3-5, so there's going to be defensive backs all over the field, and it's a front six instead of a front seven with that 3-3-5. So when you're not having as many guys down on the line, I think the blitz packages are going to be pretty exotic too. And look for some of those linebackers I mentioned to try to put Miles Brennan under duress, because as much as you want to talk about Miles Brennan trying to dissect the inexperienced back end, I think the key for Mississippi State defensively is going to be how much pressure can they put on Brennan and, you know, try to disrupt him before he even has a chance to do that. So blitz packages are going to be exotic. Coverage schemes are going to be a little weird, if you will. So I'm excited to see this Mississippi State defense, but it's got a lot of question marks. And like you said, when you pair it with Mike Leach's air raid offense, it's going to be interesting to see how it holds up.
What percentage chance do you give State to upset number six LSU?
Outright upset? I haven't really thought about a percentage. I haven't really entertained the idea of Mississippi State winning the game.
Okay,
but,
fair enough.
I will. Yeah.
So it sounds like 5%, 10% maybe?
Yeah, you can deduce a number from that. I won't say one, but I won't say that you were wrong in those two numbers. But what I will say is I think the point spread's too high. I don't know if you have any gamblers listening to this show, but I think LSU's given 18, 19 points. I would not be surprised if Mississippi State finds a way to cover that, whether it's a backdoor cover or whether it's just a super high-scoring game. But chances of them winning, not too high.
Tyler Horka, Mississippi State football beat writer for the Clarion Ledger. Are you traveling, Tyler? Are they letting you go to the game?
Yes, sir. I won't be coming down until Saturday morning, but I'll be leaving Starkville bright. Well, probably before it's bright and super early, and I can't wait to get down there.
Tyler, enjoy it, man. College football in the SEC is back.
Absolutely. Can't wait.
All right, Tyler. Thank you so much.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.